Another snowfall this week has reminded people of the challenge of wintertime driving. Plus, there are still plenty of accidents not related to the weather. Yesterday morning, I-94 in Racine County was shut down for hours due to a huge crash that law enforcement says was started by a Kenosha man driving with a suspended license. Over the long run, transportation planners and advocates hope for greater safety through so-called smarter roadways. And maybe less air pollution as well. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says using technology to improve roads goes back at least 40 years to when stop-and-go lights were added at some freeway on-ramps.
We were one of the first states to actually do ramp metering to improve traffic flow on our mainline freeways.
That's DOT Traffic Systems Supervisor David Carnes. He says the state has since added travel time reporting, overhead message boards, and a 511 website and mobile app with real-time traffic information. Carnes says in addition to the interstate highways, his big focus now is getting data from cameras and sensors on the more than 1,000 traffic lights the state owns and operates. About 275 of them are what Carnes calls traffic responsive or adaptive.
If you're not familiar with those terms, you know, adaptive uses algorithms to take real-time data and kind of put that back into the loop of the traffic signal operations to make determinations on how signals operate. Traffic responsive is very similar to that, except it's using predetermined timing plans that we've developed.
Carnes says the DOT is also trying to get ready for autonomous vehicles, which Foxconn may use near its planned factory in Racine County. Carnes spoke at a Milwaukee forum organized by the Midwest Energy Research Consortium and the group Wisconsin Clean Cities. Several communities also gave presentations. Milwaukee Sustainability Director Eric Schamberger says the city is looking at more than gas-fueled car travel and is planning for electric vehicles, buses, the streetcar, bicycles, scooters, and pedestrians. To help all of them, Schamberger says the city's 76,000 streetlights may soon be smart.
To do something besides illuminate the streets, we want to make them more efficient with LEDs, but they also present an opportunity to incorporate sensors and other things. Think about your smartphone and all of the apps that they have. We could, in theory, have those on all of our street lighting systems.
In the Green Bay area, Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach says one thing he's looking at developing is a smart freight corridor. But Streckenbach says there are some things to consider.
Is anybody talking about the ethics around data collection? Are we putting in policies from the state to the localized side in terms of how we manage that data, who owns the data?
In Racine, which is aiming to be a smart city, Chief Innovation Officer William Martin says he wants to make sure local residents know what's going on.
So we are actually going into the neighborhoods to continue what we started in September, to take those kinds of concepts and ask people in those neighborhoods to give us yet another aspect about that.
While all the technology for smart transportation isn't ready yet and many issues are unresolved, Lori Lisek of Wisconsin Clean Cities says she's optimistic for success.
I think if we don't start acting on some of these initiatives, we're going to be left behind because we're seeing it happen all over the country. And I think it's a collaboration of bringing all this education so that we can make the right decisions for the public.
Lisek says one of her practical goals is to see less idling of vehicles at stoplights so less air pollution is emitted. Alan Perlstein of the Midwest Energy Research Consortium argues smart transportation could be a job creator. He says one reason Amazon didn't want to locate in Milwaukee's Century City development near 35th and Capitol is that it was too far from I-43.
We could use smart technologies to make that distance not a barrier, and therefore leverage all the other talent that's there.
Smart technology didn't prevent the accident on I-94 yesterday in Racine County that shut down both directions of the freeway for hours. But for those people who were plugged into all the advisories, it gave many a chance to find alternate routes. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.